And here is some more previously unaired material, never been heard before.
Jesse, a wealthy New York real estate developer, went through a bitter, expensive divorce with his wife of 50 years. And to let his ex-wife know he's better off with his new, younger bride, this week he put his wedding photos where?
In the New York Times wedding section?
Oh, no. Not big enough for him.
Oh. Times Square?
Close. It's not far from there. But he put it on a...
On a billboard.
No, I'll give it to you. He put it on the side of a building.
Like a billboard.
Owns. Like a...
Peter.
Billboards don't come this big. He put up a picture of himself and his new wife, 42 feet high, each of them.
Wow.
On the sides of a building he owns in New York. Harry Macklow is now divorced and happily remarried, and what better way to celebrate than rub it in everybody's face? Once he found out that he's not legally allowed to rub things in other people's faces, he settled for the next best thing, putting up enormous photos of himself and his bride on the sides of one of his Park Avenue buildings. He said, quote, "Since I wasn't getting married during the summer in the Hamptons, I wasn't able to hire an airplane with a banner to go up and down the shoreline. The Hamptons' losses are gain. The pictures are big enough so that you can see the realization in the new Mrs. Macklow's eyes that this maybe wasn't a good idea."
Well, it sounds like he's definitely over his ex.
Yeah, absolutely.